増田俊雄の逆手で勝つ日本復興のために。この時間は時事評論家の増田俊雄先生に最近のニューストピックスなどについて評論していただきます。
増田先生よろしくお願いします。
はい、
増田先生今日は地中海のモナコにいらっしゃるそうで、素敵なゲストの方にも登場していただくということで、どうぞよろしくお願いいたします。じゃあ先生どうぞよろしくお願いします。
はい、金融関係のことでちょっとモナコに立ち寄りまして、今大変、立派な方の、ね、お部屋にお邪魔しています、ジャスティスミニスターの、ね、まあ、日本でいうと法務大臣になると思うんですけど、そちらのお部屋にいまして、これからインタビューをしてですね、モナコについて、ブリーフに簡単にですね、説明をしていただきたいと思います。ナビのプリーズゴーヘッド。
OK。Okay, first of all, I just say that I'm very happy to host in my office today Mr. and Mrs. Masuda, who are residents and friends of Monaco. And between them, I am happy also to address people of Japan. And it's, you know, a little bit strange to speak to this population so far away from Monaco.But I am very happy for that. And hello to the Japanese people. And my name is Philippe Darmino. I am in charge of the Justice Department here in Monaco. And I'm also as a volunteer a member of the Red Cross of Monaco, which is headed by His Highness Prince Albert II. And I am vice president of this institution.But my job is, acting as a Minister of Justice and President of Council of State of Monaco.
今ですね、お答えいただいたのは、日本の皆さんね、ご挨拶と、それからご自身はですね、モナコ公国の法務大臣を務めておられまして、同時にですね、レッドクロス、赤十字ですね、赤十字のという組織があるんですが、そこの会長も務めていると、まあ、こういうお話です。モナコは小さい国ですので、どのぐらい小さいのか、人口はどうなのかちょっと聞いてみます。モナコ is one of the smallest nations United Nations and what's the population and what's the width of that nation? I believe it'sMaybe a couple of golf courses.
Monaco is a very tiny country. It's not exactly the smallest country, the tiniest, smallest country in the world, because Vatican, the city of Vatican, is smaller than Monaco. But Monaco is only 2 kilometers square. It is not very much. And even if we have a project for a sea extension in the few years to come,It's only, you know, like a little piece of a territory, you know, only, you know, like 5% more. So we still are a small country. The golf course of Monte Carlo is not located in Monaco, borders. It's just near from Monaco. But in this small country, we have 38,000 inhabitants.38,000 inhabitants, and the majority of the inhabitants of Monaco are from France. Mm-hmm. They are French, around 10,000 people from France. Mm-hmm. And then immediately after that, you have 8,900 from Monaco. I mean the real citizens of Monaco. We are only, you know, with this population of 38,000, we are only 8,900.After that, you have like a little less than 7,000 Italians from Italy. And after that, you have again like 100 and more different nationalities. And we do have also Japanese, but very, very small community.
Okay, thank you very much. The Home Legion of Sheriff, you know what? Monaco is...世界の2番目に小さい国で、バチカン公国というのがあります。バチカンがありますが、これが一番小さい。で人口はですね、実際のこのモナコ人はですね、8000 8900名だと。しかしながらですね、他のイタリー、それからフランス、こういうところからですね、この集まって合計で、まあ、3万5000、ぐらいになっているんだと。それで、まあ、国の大きさなんですが、だいたい2キロ四方だと言いますから、この小さな国ですね。そして、この海岸からこの山の中腹に向かってのですね、全く平地のない、いわゆる丘のですね、斜面にできた町です。で、ゴルフ場も山の上にあるんですが、もうそこはモナコ領ではなくてフランス領になっているというようなことです。ではですね、モナコの最も世界が注目している魅力について聞いています。I want to ask this question that we believe Monaco is the safest tourist destination in the world. And when I'm walking in the street, I see two policemen standing every corner of the street. I was so surprised. And also, I see public lifts, bus transportation. A bus is coming every minute, every 5 minutes. And you can go to anywhere in Monaco by cheap money, like two euros. And the biggest impression on Monaco is safety and two policemen on the street. So yes. Question is, how many, one policeman per population.
Yeah, it's true that Monaco wants to have a big safety, you know, issue here, because we are a small country, we have no borders, I mean no real borders, so people can come and leave Monaco very easily. So it's very important to have a good security and safety for our residents and also for the inhabitants and Monegans and for the tourists, of course. So the global, you know, number of policemen in Monaco is around 500 policemen, you know. So that reports to the population, it's about one policeman for 70-75 people. This is a good ratio, I think. But we have also a big system of video camera in town, very big system. And there are, you know, cameras everywhere in Monaco with the agreement of the population. The population is asking for that. Mm-hmm. So if they have a public lift, you know, walking, mm-hmm. if they are, you know, even at 4 in the morning, if they are working there, they are, in safety because they know that if something happens, mm-hmm. they can be recorded by the camera. And 24 hours on 24, you have policemen in front of the screens at the headquarters of the police station, seeing that if there is a problem, they can come in a very in a short time.
今お聞きになったようにですね、この街のですね、every corner ですね、ワンブロックごとにですね、2人のポリスマンが立っていてですね、そしてあらゆるところにですね、まあプライバシーの問題もありますので、国民のですね、同意を得た上で、もうありとあらゆるところにそのビデオカメラが備え付けられていて、不穏な動きなんかがあるとですね、すぐポリスマンが飛んできて、これチェックするという。ですから、まあ世界でこれぐらいですね、安全なところはないと。また交通機関もですね、さっき言いましたように、バスが自由に使えるし、それからですね、リフトといって低いところから高いところへ行くこのエレベーターがあるんですが、モナコは海岸からですね、丘の中腹までの町ですから、この平らなところがなくて全部坂なんですね。ですからどこからでもですね、上下自由に行けるような、そういう設備を完備していると、まあこういうことですね。Okay, thank you very much. This is all about, but mainly, the main thing is the Japanese people are very interested in Monaco. And one of the reasons why, Grace Kelly, you know, from the Queen, name is very well known in Japan, and also Monaco is known as the pearl in the Mediterranean Sea, you know, Mediterranean Sea. Yeah. So anyway, thank you very much for today. I hope a lot of Japanese people will come to Monaco and enjoy the safety and everything.
And just, you know, to add something, I don't want to let think by Japanese people that Monaco is only a tourist place.
Yes.
It is also Monaco, and no one is aware of that, a place where people work. Mm-hmm. And work very hard. Mm-hmm. And can you imagine for a 38,000 population, mm-hmm. we have 50,000 employment.
Ah.
50,000 employment. Mm-hmm. Every day, 50,000 people work to Monaco and make a big business here, so that the budget of the principality of Monaco is like 1 billion now.
Oh, 今長さんがおっしゃってるようにですね、モナコぐらいですね、この雇用率の高いところはないということです。まあ、安全で、雇用が高くて経済が栄えるという夢のような国モナコ、皆さん、一日も早く訪れることを希望してはいません。Thank you very much.
Thank you.
増田先生どうもありがとうございました。
この番組では増田俊夫先生への質問を募集しています。ラジオ盛岡の送信フォームよりお送りください。増田俊夫の逆手で勝つ日本復興のためにでした。